never matter to his mother that he was an unfortunate hermaphrodite. Actually, she had only herself to blame. Marrying up with that first cousin and all. The Genetics Institute warned her it might be risky. But all she wanted was her baby boy, girl, boy. Oh my. The day he put that gun to his head was the most puzzling of all. Didn't he realize that the she in him might have wanted a life, even if the he didn't? A self-serving act, to say the least. And what of the children he would never have? If in case it were even possible, I mean, it's highly doubtful, but what if? In his heyday, the days before the gun, he had risen to the successful heights of his business, earning the respect of the most influential of his colleagues. Why, they even celebrated his hermaphrodism. The men who found him attractive included both the gay and straight world, and you know, what a unique and inspired way to finally unite those two historic foes. In a camaraderie that would put frat houses to shame, the homos and heteros alike would exchange their good-natured quips. At once, get a load of the tits on that babe and he's hung like a T-Rex. Those were moments that could soften even the most cynical of hearts. What? Remember, if you sleepwalk through life, you might just miss it all.